Welcome. It is time now for our community connection for today, and we have our friends in from the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. We have Karen and Lauren in, and first of all, Karen, good morning. You've been, ouch.
It's not even Monday.
No, it's not.
It's the fourth Monday of the week. Or is it the fifth?
It might be the fifth.
Karen kicks me under the table, but she kicks the table today.
Well, we got tricky furniture around here, I guess. We haven't seen you guys for a while, and it's been, you know, because we've all kind of had to stay apart a little bit, or a lot bit, but the symphony's still in business, still doing things.
And I thought it was me.
No.
We were all avoiding you, Karen. All 1,500
no,
of us.
No, I'm fine. Okay, thanks a lot. Well, we have been very, very busy. Whether, you know, we weren't in the office. I stayed home for a couple of months. I'm back in the office, and we've been very busy. We're still planning next season, which is exciting.
Of course, you know, the timing of it all, which happened to just about every performing arts organization, they were, you know, we were going 100% full blast.
Oh, yeah.
We had our first rehearsal for our March concert.
Oh.
It went fine. And then at the end of the week, suddenly the door closes. Yes. And it went with the orchestras in Tulsa and everything. They went right up until the day before performances, and they had to cancel. And so it happened just instantly, almost without warning, just sort of like an earthquake when suddenly the building comes tumbling down. And so everybody suddenly found themselves with concerts to do and plans that had been made, and we couldn't do them. And so we wound up ourselves canceling our March concert and our concert that was scheduled in May. And you know, at that point, everybody was just saying, well, let's just see what's around the corner in a week, in a month, in 2 months, in 4 months. So that's really how we've been operating. But the fact of the matter is that for any organization like this, whether it's school or whether it's a performing organization, you know, time marches on.
It does.
And things are going to change. We don't know exactly how. But we got to plan as if we're going to be around, which we are. So
sure.
That's what we've been doing.
And Karen, I got to tell you, that sitting around waiting is not something that's conducive to the folks at the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. You guys are used to making plans, getting some traction and going.
Now, we're movers and shakers. And, you know, with my OCD, I can't sit long anyway. So I've got to keep moving. I mean, it's been fun. We've been planning. I've been making plans for fundraisers. Yes, they've been canceled. But now they're postponed and canceled again. But still, we're moving forward, and even though our next season is going to be starting in October, I still had to get letters out. We still had to get season tickets out. We had to get information out. I made phone calls to a lot of our patrons, asking how they were, just trying to keep in contact with them, keep an open line going, and it's just been busy, and getting this season together and getting Lauren to move along.
Stop
I need information.
And stop fishing and do some planning. Yeah.
Yes, you know. I didn't get any fish.
You know, in actuality, I throw them all back. But I'll show you pictures.
For next year.
The plans for next season were already underway pretty much.
Yeah.
Even first of the year in January and February, we were firming things up, and by the time March rolled along, we pretty much had things in the can in terms of our plans for next season. Some things did change then in retrospect, and one thing we wound up doing is the May concert, the concert that we didn't plan for May, we put into next season.
Oh, good.
So that's one thing. So then, you know, the dominoes started falling, then we rearranged other concerts. But so we do have, you know, next season planned and scheduled, and we're very excited about it.
Yeah, so Joan Allison is coming in October for our opening concert, October 10th.
Wow.
And so we're really excited about that. Julie Garland, Over the Rainbow, all of her Carnegie songs and arrangements.
Joan has been put in charge of Judy Garland's library, basically.
Ooh.
And so Joan Allison is not only a great singer, but is able to really emulate the sound and the persona of Judy Garland as well as having access to the actual arrangements that Judy did in Hollywood or in Carnegie Hall performances, or, you know, all this in between throughout her career. So it's very exciting to have somebody like that who is not only an impersonator, as it were, but more so a scholar and a real artist who really knows this person and this music.
Okay. This is going to be
this is wonderful.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so this is what was scheduled as our grand finale in May, and now it's going to be our grand opener in October.
Yeah. And then we're going to celebrate Beethoven's birthday in November.
Oh, great.
It's 250 years since that. Yeah.
And so, you know, this will really actually be perfect, because what orchestras are having to face now are all these uncertainties about how many people can you get into the hall, mm-hmm. what will the hall allow in terms of audience, but also what can we do on stage with all these people blowing and snorting into their instruments and everything in close proximity. It's been a real topic of discussion over the last few months, and still is. Mm-hmm. How soon can we get together on stage? How many players can we put on stage? What distance do they have to be from each other? How can a oboe player play with a mask on? You know, things like this.
Yeah.
And so these questions are being answered every week. But my point was that with a concert like Beethoven coming in March, Beethoven generally calls for a smaller classical orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be perfect, really, because we don't know where we'll be come November.
Yeah.
However, apart from that, that wasn't the reason we scheduled it. It was Beethoven's birthday, and so we have several great soloists that are participating. It's going to be an unusual and exciting concert with soloists that have connections to Bartlesville and great music.
Yeah. Who was that masked oboist?
Exactly.
Actually, it wouldn't be quite so hard with an oboe. You could just put a little hole right here.
There,
a brass player or something, that might be a little hard. Yeah. A tuba player, that would be difficult.
Not only that, for people that are concerned about the social distancing, the closer we get to our October concerts, the community center does do the ticketing, so they will make sure and figure out social distancing, because the auditorium is big enough that we can. That's one thing we do have, is a beautiful auditorium. So as long as you do have your season tickets, mm-hmm. or if you do want to come in with an extra ticket, or whoever wants to come, the auditorium is big enough that the closer we get and the more we know right before each concert, the Bartlesville Community Center will do and be able to do the social distancing with that. So, you know, that's something that, you know, can put people's minds at ease. Maybe not so much the musician sitting right next to each other.
We just have to figure it out. Like I said, week to week, month to month.
Yeah, and then comes our February mm-hmm. concert, which is our Valentine concert.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, we bring love back into the sim. But it's going to be Rhythms and Rhymes?
Yeah, we call it Rhythms and Rhymes because that was the name of the CD that these two artists put out a couple years ago. Kelly Ford and Don Ryan are from Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
They're well known in Tulsa. They've both performed with the Bartlesville Symphony before, and we're going to have them both together doing some great pop standards and with a romantic flair. Kelly sings, Don plays piano, great jazz pianist, and so that's going to be just tons of fun.
And
in
what
February.
Makes it even more romantic, we're pairing with the Copper Restaurant.
Nice.
So we're going to have dinner and a concert.
Nice.
First, you go to the Copper Restaurant to mm-hmm. have a beautiful romantic dinner for two. I've got to put my glasses on. The tickets will include dinner for two at the Copper Restaurant, your choice of beer or wine, red rose for the lady, chocolates for dessert, and then you could take a stroll over to the Bartlesville Community Center
uh-huh.
and enjoy a beautiful romantic concert. And what better way to give the love of your life a beautiful evening.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Wow, talk about a nice tie-in.
Yeah.
So really, we've tried to make a season that is balanced in all ways and has something for everybody, like we always do. And the final two concerts in March and May will highlight the orchestra, highlight the community in great ways. And especially in May, we're just, you know, going on faith that by then a lot of this will be behind us and so many things will be looking up and that we can really affirm through great music and really appropriate titles the life and that we share and the victories we've gained. And same thing sort of in May or in March as we celebrate some of our young players in the community and so forth. So we have a great season ahead of us,
yeah.
And that's the music side. And, of course, that's basically what we're here for, is the music.
Yeah.
But in order to make the music happen, then lots of other things have to happen as well to
yes,
raise
they do.
The money, to get people in there to attend the concerts and mm-hmm. so forth. And that's where Karen works so hard.
Oh, golly, yeah.
Well, I do want to touch a little bit more on the March and May concert, because the March concert, like you said, it's the community and bringing it together. And our Young Artist Competition winners, they perform on stage. Mm-hmm. And being that we did cancel March's concert this season, we will be bringing back our last season's winner, who was Carly Poole.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we do have another competition in January, those winners will also perform with Carly. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a life-affirming, and then we'll have the life-affirming concert, which is going to be very powerful music that will touch and inspire your soul. But that will bring us to Maestro Lawrence Green, 43rd season.
Wow.
With the Bartlesville Symphony.
Yeah, this will be my 43rd.
Yeah, that will be the end of his 43rd season.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah, but who's counting, right? In order for us to put these beautiful concerts mm-hmm. on, we do, you know, it gets bent down to the nitty-gritty. We do have to collect money, and mm-hmm. we are a nonprofit, and we do have educational programs that, you know, we do support and help. Our Young Artist Competition winners do receive a scholarship. That we give them, mm-hmm. but on September 12th, we're having our first annual, that's a big one, drum roll, please. It's going to be our big bingo night at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Nice.
Yes, nice. The symphony is going to have hot dogs and chili dogs. How about that? Yeah. Don't wear your furs that night. You may get it messed up.
Yeah.
But we're going to have chili and chips and drinks. Early bird 50-50 games start at 5 to 7. Regular bingo starts at 7 o'clock. We're going to have baskets to raffle off. Food, fun for the whole family. Social distancing, of course, if mm-hmm. we have to. And wear your masks if... it's recommended
we'll
do what we need to do. And tickets go on sale for that August 1st. Come up to the office, $10 early bird, early tickets, and $12 at the door.
Okay.
And you can always either call or come by the office. I'm there Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3. Then we're having our drum roll, please. Okay. That's sad.
It is, isn't it?
October 23rd, it's a Friday night, and right in the middle of Halloween, October, we're having off another big one. First annual
Ba-ba-da-da.
Masquerade Ball.
There you go.
Yay!
Yeah, masks are in vogue these days.
Yes. This way, yeah, social distancing or not. You can wear your mask. You won't feel out of place. And we're featuring the band Zodiac.
Oh, very nice.
Very popular band from mm-hmm. Tulsa. Good. We're going to have auction items, live auction, food, fun, beer, wine, dancing. Costumes are encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets for that will go on sale in the office starting September 1st. So, One more. Okay. Drum roll, please. Well, you're no fun.
Well, I was looking up a drum roll on my other desk. And then I got way late. Yeah. Sorry.
Way late. Okay, I can wait. No, we don't have time. January 2021. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
We are joining with Tinker's
Glass
House. Yeah.
Yeah, right down the road.
Right down the road. Not far. You can walk over, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a wine and chocolate pairing. And that would be a great Christmas present. Somebody that you think has everything, what else you can give them, a ticket to our wine and chocolate pairing. Oh, and boy. Tickets for that go on sale in December. So, yeah, that's a great stocking stuffer.
What's your box? What is your box? What is your
address,
your,
phone
your,
number,
no, your
email?
Computer. Yeah. I'm sitting there going, my goodness, a website. There you go. I'm having a senior moment. What is your website there?
The website now, let me tell you, we are creating a brand new website.
Gotcha.
We are coming into the 21st century, or, yeah,
whatever.
We're coming into whatever century we're in. Yeah. And it will be up and running June 1st.
Okay.
So, but it is www.bartlesvillesymphony.org.
Okay.
For any information whatsoever, you can always contact me at Karen@bartlesvillesymphony.org. Or call the office at 918-336-7717.
There we go. Thank you for dropping by today. Great seeing y'all. And you're listening to K1, the one you trust.
Brew and Buzz on a